I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto residents head to the polls this October. In the lead up to the 2022 municipal election, CGRU is reaching out to all candidates in the downtown wards. Today, Axel Arvizu joins CGRU to discuss his decision to run for Ward 11, University Rosedale. As an entrepreneur and longtime resident, he hopes to bring fiscal responsibility to the ward and increase safety in the community.
Hi, Daniel. My name is Axel Arvizu. I am an entrepreneur. I manage several companies at the moment. I am a Ryerson alumni, but most importantly, I am a candidate for the Toronto City Councilor in the University Rosedale Ward 11 for the next municipal elections.
All right, great. And when did you make the decision to run for Ward 11?
When? Ooh, I don't have a date, but I've always had an inclination for public service, and I want to be a catalyst and a factor of change in my community. I live here in Ward 11, and I want to make sure my kids grow up in Toronto and don't have to move elsewhere because the city is too expensive or too unsafe. I know I have the experience and the drive to do a good job. That's why I decided to run.
All right, great. Can you tell me more about what experiences you believe prepares you to represent University Rosedale?
Oh, okay. My experiences or experience is quite diverse. I started working when I was 12. Nowadays, most of my time is spent managing a home building company that specializes in custom homes, including laneway houses. But I studied finance and international business at Ryerson University. I worked at the bank. I've worked in retail. I've funded and run a non-for-profit organization in Toronto. I was a consultant for the Secretary of Exterior Relations. And I am a husband. I am a dad to an amazing one-year-old kid. And I think that's most of my qualifications right there.
Great. So on your website, you also mentioned that you're not a liberal, you're not a conservative or a politician, but a business-oriented person. Can you tell me more about that, please?
My political views are somewhere in the middle. I don't necessarily agree with everything that the conservatives have in their platforms and same thing with the liberals. I might be a liberal when it comes to the vast majority of social and human rights issues, but I am also a conservative when it comes to running a balanced fiscal policy. I'm just a center individual that would like to run the council and the city as a well-managed business.
So for my next question, Mike Layden, he was the city councilor for quite some time in Ward 11 and for the former Ward 19 before the ward realignment. He's a fairly popular guy, a trusted voice in the community. In your opinion, how will you earn this voter's trust who are accustomed to Mike Layden for the last 4 years, I believe?
I think he's done a great job. He comes from a long history of politicians. I think I'm a man of my word, and that just backs me up. I want to give him the chance, and I can prove myself to this community. Just basically, I do what I say, and I mean what I also mean what I do.
Right. Great. So I'm going to be getting to the platform questions right now. So just feel free to comment on each one. So the first one is affordable housing.
Right. Housing. We need to build more inventory. No question about it. What I want to do is advocate for and work with building departments to ease basement apartment conversions. I plan to improve alternative housing options such as laneway, garden suites, so that families can stay together. and cool down the renters and the sellers market conditions. I believe that the backlog of the landlord and tenant board should be looked at. Investors and homeowners are scared to put their houses in the market because they're afraid that they might have no recourse if they get a bad tenant. Rent increases should be capped, and resources that the city gives to subsidize housing should be allocated to the people that really need it.
Mm-hmm. And that actually kind of leads to my next question. So I'd like to know your thoughts on the city shelter system and the tenant encampments so far this year.
I think the encampments are not the problem. They are a problem, but they are also a symptom of a bigger problem. Now, don't get me wrong, people should not be living in parks. Not only because parks should be parks, but because I think it's inhumane that a person having to spend the winter sleeping in the outside. However, I think we should eliminate the root of the problem instead of just throwing money at the problem that's just going to keep happening. I believe putting money into investing in communities, organizations that create opportunities for young people. We should invest in drug rehabilitation programs and mental health treatments instead of safe injection sites or unoccupied hotel rooms. Shelters should be run appropriately, and they should be open 24 hours. And these shelters should give people access to basic human right amenities. But I do think that encampments are a symptom to a bigger problem that should be addressed.
Mm-hmm. And that actually leads to my next one. You've mentioned also on your website, community safety. Can you talk to me more about that one, please?
You've heard the news. There's shootings once a week in Toronto. There was a stabbing last week. We shouldn't be afraid to go outside. Women should not be afraid of being outside in the dark late at night. Our kids shouldn't be afraid of playing outside. I think we could do a better job at making this city safer for all of us.
Mm-hmm. For the next one, it is making the city more pedestrian friendly. So you've mentioned public transit and increasing bike lanes.
The public transportation and the increase of bike lanes. That's where the future is. Look at cities like London, New York. They have a great transportation system. They have cities like Copenhagen or Amsterdam. More than 70% of their commuters commute via a bike to and from work. There is enough room for autobus to have cars, and the density of the population is not going to allow that. Transit is horrible in Toronto nowadays. So we only have one course of action, and that's to build more transit infrastructure as well as bike lanes. We could also do a better job at building bike lanes. They should be safer. They should be designated. More of them.
Mm-hmm. For the next one, it's police reform.
Police reform. I am not too educated on the subject. However, I do not believe in defunding the police. I think the police is there to do their job. I do think that they have a huge budget, and rather than investing in hiring more police officers and putting more money into the police, we should be investing in the communities so that the youth of the city, grow up to be the next amazing basketball player instead of getting into gang activities or such as such activities.
For the next one, I'd like to know your thoughts on small and local businesses in University of Rosedale.
I think businesses are a big part of what makes defines each neighborhood. There's Chinatown, there's Koreatown, there's the Annex, Kensington Market, Baldwin Village, University. They are a part of the fiber that makes the community, and it's part of why people from outside these communities come to visit University of Rosedale. I plan to work with the businesses of each community to help show the vibrancy of the Ward 11. As a business owner myself, I want to work with them. I think they make the communities what they are. Like at Kensington Market, it's changed over the course of the years, and I've worked with businesses in that community, and I can see how it's molded that community from what it used to be years ago.
The next one is 2S LGBTQ plus rights and concerns.
I'm open to listening to everybody. I definitely, this is something that I need to approach on what the needs for the LGBT community are. But I think that as a city, we've come a long way on LGBT rights.
So for the next one, I'd like to know your opinion on the strong mayor system and how you will work as a city councilor to maintain accountability on the mayor.
The strong mayor situation, I think, is complex. I understand the reason why Ford is doing what he's doing, and we might be okay for now because overall, John Tory has been a good mayor. I wouldn't be saying that if we didn't have a good mayor like we have now. I do not like that it weakens the voice of each individual ward. But regardless of all of this, I'm sure this is something that will be moving ahead. And as councilors, we're going to have to learn to work with it and perhaps work more to get more together with other councilors to keep the mayor in check and accountable for that veto power that he's going to have.
All right. So just the last few questions. So overall, what would you like to tell voters in the lead up to the October election?
I would want to say that you should go out and vote. It doesn't matter who you vote for, but it's important that you go out and do so. I do hope you give me the opportunity to work for you, and I look forward to rolling up my sleeves and doing something good for the city.
And how can voters learn more about your campaign?
Go to my website, axelrvisu.com. We should have information being posted and uploaded through Instagram or social media, but go to the website, axelrvisu.com. I love Toronto. I love my neighborhood, and I hope I can do something to make this city a brighter city.
That was Axel Arvizu, candidate for Ward 11, University of Rosedale. Toronto's municipal election is scheduled for October 24th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.